Berish Chai in Tazria in the laws of Netilat Yadayim Halacha Aleph. Ine Amru Rabotenu Zal En Notim LeYadayim Ela Mekeli. Netilat Yadayim can only go from a keli. Need a vessel. Teshesamchu Din Tarat Yadayim Al Azat Mechatat Val Kiddush Adam Rambam Megdash Shehu Sirichim Keli. Well, the Torah talks about washing the hands of the Kohanim every day, so they had to wash their hands and feet from the kiyor, the sink. The sink was a keli. So therefore, similarly, the rabbis learned that kelim are necessary for the nitat yadayim before a person eats bread. Mishen lo keli, halakha yudbet. He doesn't have a keli. What is he going to do? Yachol litbol yada b'nahar o b'mikveh sheyesh bo arba'im se'ah. He's able to dip his hands in the mikveh. Whatever mikveh is kosher for a lady, is kosher for nitat yadayim. Just stick his hands in. From the law, it's enough for him to stick his hands in once together, take his hands out, say al netilat yadayim, and he's covered. But the Ben Ish Chai says al piyasod, it's proper to dip his hands three times and also to make the shifshuf in order to dry the hands off. Furthermore, the Ben Ish Chai discusses that let's say a person doesn't have water and doesn't have a mikveh. So is he able to use other types of water? So in Halakha Yudchet and Kedoshim, he says, Yeshomnim de'en kasher nitat yadayim ela mayim, ve'lo she'ar mashkim. He cannot use other water, other liquids. Let's say he doesn't have water. Shari b'shar mashkin. You can use other liquids. Ach lo yibarech. Do not make the berakha because you have a din of safek berakhot nakir. The last question we have over here is, what about water that is hot? Hot water, hot enough that when it would burn the child's stomach, let's say, if you would put the water on it. Meaning it's hot water. So, Mayim Shayat Sodedet Ba'em, Danu Nekhreso Shtinok Nechvemehem, even though according to Maran, he says, Mutar, Yeshlacho Tuspirat Mahmirim, Velo Yitol Ad Shistanenu Mechom Kazeh. Which is really preferably, in order to be safe, one should wait until the water cools down, that it's not that hot. Of course, if Shat Adalak, if a person doesn't have a choice, you can't wait, there's a big line behind them, whatever it may be, whatever the case is, Ben Ish Chai holds you can make the Tilat Yadayim with the hot water, but you should not make a beracha, because it is indeed a safek berachot lakel. That's why the people have to be careful, the old people that like to use warm water for the Tilat Yadayim, they have to be careful of the temperature. So he says, Lachen hazekenim shedarkam nitol b'chor b'chamin yizaru sheyamayim poshrim. They should wait till it becomes at least lukewarm. שנוחמים שול כנסות שתנוח נחווה מהם.